Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah! Which Butler team has the hotter guys? Yes, this is the juicy stuff. I'm so here for it. Basketball team or football team? This is such an easy answer for me. Come on, let the boys know. They want to see what Allie B.
It just depends. There's more football players than there are basketball players.
So you'd say football?
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here with my best friend in the world, Allie Beaver.
Hi guys.
Yeah, we've had quite the morning, haven't we?
Absolutely.
I'm here at Butler University, so go Dogs. Anyone that's listening that goes to Butler, send a DM that you're listening. Maybe we can chat, you know? What?
I feel awkward.
She feels awkward. No, you're going to do great. So Allie is my best friend. I actually met her here at Butler, and ever since we met, it just kind of hit it off. We hit it off, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you want to explain how we met?
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to.
Well,
it's it's kind of a funny story. That's why we're, like, being weird right now.
Yeah, I knew Taylor's ex-boyfriend. Well, I still know him.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, my God, you have to meet my girlfriend. She's just yeah. like you.
And he said the same to me. He had very good judgment about that.
Yeah,
he proud
really
of
did.
You.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's definitely not listening to this.
That's okay.
But he...
introduced us.
Yeah. He, like, had a good judgment about us because probably saw that we were both crazy.
Yeah.
And then was a matchmaker. He was a matchmaker,
at
yeah.
Delt. And then we exchanged numbers and when I got an internship in L.A.
Yeah.
I texted you.
Well, yeah, I commented on your photo. Yeah, yeah. I slid into your DMs and then we met up and it was great. And ever since then, I started every time I'd visit Butler, I would like stay with you. And now we're just like inseparable. We FaceTime a lot.
Every day.
I think that's why we became so close is because I'm a big FaceTimer and you are too. So when you started FaceTiming me a lot, I was
especially like when we get ready, we don't even talk.
Yeah, that's true friendship. When you're on FaceTime and you don't even talk.
Yeah.
Right? It's just silent. So yeah, Allie is a cheerleader here at Butler. What's your major?
Strategic communication.
Yeah.
It's PR and advertisement.
Yeah. So she's all about that stuff. She just finished an internship for the Indianapolis Colts, which is pretty dope. And she's from Noblesville, Indiana, which is about an hour from where I grew up, or an hour and a half. And tell us a little bit about yourself besides what I just told them.
I'm currently raising a dog. His name's Bentley. He's 20 weeks old, and we just had a checkup today, and he weighs 15 pounds. So that's exciting.
Okay, what else?
Dear Mom, I'm really kind of boring.
No, you're not. Tell me about yourself. If you were in an interview, what would you say?
Well, I'm from Noblesville, which is about 30 minutes from here. My family's been in Noblesville for 6 generations now, so everything there is...
That's a really long time.
Yeah, yeah. So I grew up around a lot of family, which is really cool, and I'm really proud of, like, where I came from, and that's, like, a huge part of who I am. So I didn't go to school very far, but Butler's been fun because I feel like I've gotten to branch out and meet a lot of cool people, and I cheer here, like you said, which has been good.
Yeah. Upon graduation, do you plan on staying in Indiana, or, like, you're a big Indiana person, so tell me a little bit about Indiana and your love for it.
I love Indiana. I don't know what I'm going to do after graduation. I've kind of been, like, going back and forth between leaving and, like, going to a Chicago or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe staying for a few years and then deciding if I want to move to Chicago or L.A. And then I could, like, save up money and just kind of, like, do that kind of thing. So still trying to figure that out.
Cool. So, as you guys know, if you haven't listened to my podcast before, I post a ton of Instagram polls on my Insta stories, and I have my guests send me a bunch of polls over, and then people vote, and then we talk about them. So that's what we're going to do now. Allie and I brainstormed a bunch of polls for you guys. It was so sick.
I currently live in the gas station, is what my senior house is called.
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah, so we live in the gas station. It started because my roommate...
It's not an actual gas station, by the way. Explain what, like, where. Okay.
One of my roommates, Claire Vittori, she always says, gas me up.
Shout out, Claire.
Shout out, Claire. She always says, she's gas me up. So we decided to name our senior house the gas station because people can come here to get gassed up. So currently, my senior house, there's 7 of us.
Mm-hmm.
They were all my freshman friends, plus my good friend Lauren, who is in my sorority. So. Half of our house is one sorority, and then Lauren and I
are... What are the sororities?
Yeah, so the 4 of them... No, the 5 of them are in DG, and then Lauren and I are in Alpha Phi.
Got it. Is that, like, weird for... Is that, like, abnormal for 2 sororities to
Not
be, like...
Not at all. Not at Butler's campus.
Yeah.
I don't know about other schools.
Yeah, everyone's here. Very friendly here.
I have a lot of good friends in other...
My experience... I don't know. When I go to... other colleges and visit my friends, everyone's, like, very clicky with their sororities, but here everyone's so chill about it. I love that. Okay, so we came up with a bunch of Indiana related polls, Butler related polls, college related polls. So do you want to just go ahead and get started?
Yeah.
Okay, so is Hoosier hospitality real? What would you say?
Yes.
Why?
I think that it's just...
What does that even mean?
So Hoosier hospitality is just... There's this notion that people from Indiana go out of their way just to, like, make conversation with people or be nice to people or help people out, hold the doors, yeah. that kind of thing. Kind of like Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
But Hoosier hospitality. I would definitely say it's true. I think it's, like, a way that people are just raised here in the Midwest. I noticed that when I'm at home, when I go to the gas station, anything. Of course, I said
gas station.
I was thinking about how
people are going to think you're, like, obsessed with, like, pumping gas.
Yeah. No, when I go to the store or anything, I feel like people always go out of their way to, like, hold a door
yeah.
or say, hi, how are you, even if you don't know.
For sure. People in LA don't know how to hold doors.
Yeah. And when I started, like, traveling and doing different stuff, those yeah. are, like, the little things.
That's pretty remarkable when they do.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I thought this was a really interesting DM I got. This girl goes to a Southern school, Southern mm-hmm. College, and she DM'd me in response to this and said, okay, so I thought it was, like, she's talking about Hoosier hospitality. So I thought it was a thing until I moved to the South. Southern hospitality is so much more present. It's a whole different world down here in that way. It's definitely yes, sir, no, ma'am, let the ladies get on the bus first kind of place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I feel like they take it to the extreme.
Yeah, but I think it's still present here.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in comparison to, like, L.A. And also, guys, a Hoosier is...
A person from Indiana.
Yeah, so IU, the university here in Bloomington, it's called Indiana University Hoosiers. Like, that's technically our mascot. So, yeah, if anyone wants to DM me what the heck a Hoosier is, I'd be cool.
Alexa.
Yeah, ask Alexa.
That's a Hoosier.
That'd be a great question to ask her. I should ask you on my Instagram. Anyway, I totally agree. Like, 100% agree with everything she just said. And the answer was 75% said yes, 25% said no. Let's see who said no. Kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Are they from Indiana?
I wonder if they just, like, have bad experiences with... Maybe they don't have good friends here. I don't know. okay. Interesting. All right, so our next question is, what's Indiana most known for? Corn or basketball?
Corn. I feel like any map I've seen growing up, like the ones you would see from Scholastic and stuff.
Yeah, you're so
when
right.
When they put, like, little icons for each
yeah.
state, it's always a
corn. Do you like emotion. Corn?
I like sweet corn. My uncle is a farmer and he makes
we corn. Sound like such Indian. My uncle is a farmer and he
you can't make fun of me. All of my roommates make fun of me because my dog's name is Bentley and they make fun of how I say Bentley.
Yeah, you're like Bentley.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Or Jenny.
Yeah, you say Jenny.
I can't. Jenny?
That's how my dad kind of has an accent. I think you're absolutely right. I would personally say basketball because that's what I'm surrounded with all the time. But I yeah. think from an outsider's perspective,
yeah.
corn all the way. Corn's winning 56%. So there's that. Purdue or IU? Where are you from?
Purdue. Sorry.
And what?
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Purdue girl. I think growing up, my family just always leaned towards Purdue.
Really?
Yeah. I almost went to Purdue.
That's so weird. I hate Purdue.
I was so close to going to Purdue.
I mean, I like people that go to Purdue, but, like, as a fan, I'm not a Purdue fan.
I like Purdue more.
I'm definitely... IU won 77%, obviously.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, you're also from Bloomington, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, people just know. Do student athletes get treated differently? Yes or no? So, you're a cheerleader, so this might be interesting.
I mean, I think... they get certain things, but I think it's almost, like, kind of fair just because, like, for instance, they get to schedule early. But I think that's fair because, like...
Totally.
Game schedule,
yeah.
how much work they have to put in outside of mm-hmm. everything else that they're doing.
Do you think it also depends on what sport you are?
I would say so. I mean, if you're a bigger team and you're winning more, you're going to get more.
Yeah.
That's just...
I completely agree. And I think yeah. it's there's
like
no problem
school,
with it.
Like, in high school, we kind of, like... battled with this because we were like, hey, we're winning, like, we're, like, a really good team going to state. Why aren't we getting
yes.
just as much as, you know, football, basketball, that kind of thing? And they just kind of explained it to us, like, they're bringing in the money. They're the ones
yeah.
selling tickets, selling
exactly.
concessions, so.
Yeah, 100%. So that one won 97%. Are you more worried about doing things right or doing the right thing? I love this question.
Definitely more worried about doing the right thing. I think that...
Totally.
Yeah, just the way I was raised was always, you know, kind of like, do the right thing.
Yeah.
Even if it takes longer, or if you miss out on something, I think it's more beneficial to always do the right thing.
I agree. I think something about me, if I don't do the right thing, it'll like eat me alive.
It eats me alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's like where my value is.
That's winning 63%. Yeah. Doing things right is 37%. Interesting. Do you expect people to say hi to you first, or do you say hi first?
I would definitely say that I don't expect people to say hi to me first, but I know I seem like I'm super outgoing, but I get nervous saying hi to people first.
Yeah.
So I kind of like wait for people to say hi to me. I also never wear my glasses.
Oh, yeah, and you're,
like,
blind.
So, like, when
blind.
I'm walking, like, in a hallway or a sidewalk or something, I don't see people. So, I'm like, if they know me, they'll say hi.
I feel like you're pretty, I mean, with the bestie Dave, let's talk about that. So, we're driving back from wherever we were to Butler's campus. And we're driving, and all of a sudden, it's, like, pouring rain out. And we're in Allie's Jeep. And all of a sudden, we see bestie Dave, and that's her best friend from like a childhood best friend.
Yeah.
And so he's walking with his girlfriend, and he notices the Jeep. Like, you could tell he was checking out the Jeep and was like, oh, that's a cool car, but he didn't notice that we were
the Jeep
waving.
Isn't my typical car.
Yeah,
like, it's like my parents.
Yeah,
and they had just gotten it, so we had
only exactly it. So she just literally does the most ridiculous like 3-point turn in the middle of the street, and there's like cars coming. She's like, hold my coffee. It was like a very white girl moment.
But we got to see bestie Dave.
And we just, yeah, we turn around just to say hi. So
and Taylor,
yeah, his girlfriend, she's super cute. So yeah, I would say 100% say hi first. Like, I go out of my way to say hi.
In different moods, too, I think. Like, if I'm, like, in a more outgoing mood that day, I'll be like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
But if I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I definitely, I don't expect people to, because I feel like it's more awkward if I just don't say it.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to say hi. So that's winning 64% to 36%. The next question is, are you where you thought you'd be at this point in your life? Why'd you come up with this?
I think just being a senior, I've been reflecting.
Yeah.
Am I where I thought I'd be?
Where did you think you would be?
I honestly thought right now I'd know exactly what I wanted to do, like have a plan of where I was going, all of that.
Yeah, like job-wise?
Yeah. Just everything. I think I thought everything in my life would be more solidified, but I think I'm happier now with where I thought it, or where I am, than where I thought I'd be, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know more about my major. I changed my major. I was digital media production at first. Now that's my minor still.
Yeah.
But I think I found a major that fits me better. I have more of a idea of what I want to do with my life, and I think it's bigger plans than I ever expected for myself.
Yeah, that's really good.
How about you?
No, I definitely don't think I am where I thought I'd be, but I don't know where I thought I would be.
Yeah. Like, I don't even remember now, but I know it's not what I thought.
Yeah. I had no idea where I thought, but I know it's, yeah, I know.
I think I also, like, base it off, like, where my parents were and where my sister was. So, like, I was
interesting
that's
thought.
What I'm gonna be doing now.
Yeah, it's so easy to compare ourselves, especially with social media. Like, you see people only posting their good stuff, and they're like, oh my God, they did this. Like, they're getting engaged, they're having a baby, they're whatever. And that, when you see that and you're comparing and you're like, oh, I just graduated, I'm like, wait, what? You know?
Yeah.
So, people said no, they aren't where they thought they would be, and 60% said no, 40% said yes.
It's totally fair, I think, to say no, because when you're 18 years old, how do you expect to know what you're
exactly
doing?
I think the fun is in not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your major? I just thought this was interesting, because
I just talked about
I feel
it.
Like everyone changes their major. I actually didn't.
Yeah.
Mine is digital media and digital cinema, and yeah, I went all the way through without changing my major. At first, I was really hesitant about it, but I think you have to give everything a chance.
I changed mine in the first week.
Oh, geez Louise.
It's still my minor. Like, I knew I wanted to do something with it, but I'm happy with my major.
Yeah. Is dating smart in college?
Why not, you know?
Why do you think it's smart?
I mean, I think it's good to date around. I think it's good. I mean, if you want to be with someone, why say no just because you're in college, you know?
Yeah. Do you think there's any other, like, what could be a downside to it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I guess just people are busy. So you have to have that sense of communication of, like, knowing that the other person has just as much on their plate as you probably do, and being able to be understanding with busy schedules and
you know how, like, sometimes relationships, like, when someone gets in a relationship, they, like, totally miss out on a bunch of stuff because they're, like, consume their life with the relationship and don't. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they never do their own thing.
Part of communication is, like, when you're in a relationship, understanding that that person still needs to make time for their family and their friends and having that college experience.
Yeah.
You should have that for yourself, too.
So, have you dated in college?
I have.
I mean, you don't have to talk about, like, who, but can you kind of explain, like, yeah, your experiences with that?
I came into college with a boyfriend,
mm-hmm,
and then we,
ooh,
broke up.
From high school?
From high school.
Whoa. I'm acting like I don't know this, but I totally do. So,
yeah, I came in with a high school
boyfriend. How long were you dating in high school?
We started dating after sophomore year, so, like, going into junior year.
Whoa.
And then we broke up probably around October.
In college.
Which was honestly really good, just because it gave both of us a sense to be able to have our own kind of, like, college experience and make our friends without...
So did he go to a different college?
He did. He still went to college in Indiana, but yeah, different school. We ended up breaking up for, like, I don't know, almost a year. And then we got back together sophomore year.
What are your thoughts on getting back together with an ex?
I think that there's... I don't see a problem with it. I think it helps you know if that's someone you really want to be with, or it'll just solidify that, like, hey, we really did try this and it's just not going to work.
Agreed.
Because I'm the kind of person where, like, I can't have fear of the I fear of the unknown sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, what if?
I'd rather
and
regret.
Now I'd rather,
yeah,
do it and learn from it than...
Oh, not, yeah, try at all. Do you think that... You know how people say that dating someone... again is like the second time is always super different. Do you think that's
very
true?
Different. Yeah, I think that it could not be different, but if you're like, for instance, I'm someone who sometimes, like, I use context of the past,
mm-hmm,
so you have to let go of the past or it's not gonna work.
Yeah, constantly comparing,
yeah,
your new relationship.
I think people change too when you're 16 17 18 years old. You're completely different even than when you're 20 21.
Totally.
Especially when you go to school, you meet new friends, they're influencing you, uh-huh, you change as a person.
And it's the first time you're out of the house, like, doing stuff for yourself instead of living under your parents.
Right.
So I think that, because your parents have such a huge impact on the way you are, and, mm-hmm, when you finally get a little bit of freedom to do things you've always wanted to do,
yeah,
without them being, you know, on you 24/7, you become, like, who you actually are.
Yeah, but I don't see a problem dating college. Like, I have a boyfriend now, so.
Oh, okay, so how did this happen?
Your birthday. Yeah.
Should we tell this story?
You can.
It's kind of good. Okay. So I had Allie threw me like a 21st birthday party at Butler because they have like pre-games and I basically go to school here.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she threw me the most amazing like birthday pre-game and then we went to the bars because, mm-hmm, that's what 21-year-olds do.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So a bunch of my friends came up from Bloomington, like my hometown, which is an hour away to Indianapolis, and we went out and I FaceTimed one of my friends that I knew lived here. And can I say their names? Okay, I'm not going to say their names because that may be weird. And you don't want girls like sliding into his DM. Anyway, I FaceTimed my friend and I'm like, yo, come to my birthday tonight. Like, meet us at the bars because he lives really close. He was like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, bring your roommate. And he goes, because I knew that he lived together and they weren't really doing anything. So I was like, yeah, for sure, come. And his roommate is from Allie's hometown.
No,
yeah. So, and the guy that I was talking to is from my hometown. So I was like, perfect, yeah.
That's
and,
so odd.
It's so weird. And so, Allie, so we go and we didn't even think one thing of it. Like, I invited them and she was like, yeah, this guy's kind of a douche. Like, that's all I know about him. Right?
No.
Yes, you were
like,
just...
Like, he was a nice kid in high school and stuff.
Yeah, but you weren't... Like, we didn't even...
I was just like,
we didn't even ponder the thought.
No.
And so we go to my birthday or whatever, and they ended up staying the longest.
Yeah.
Like, we were bar hopping with them.
They were so fun.
Oh my gosh, they were a blast. We had so much fun.
That was a good
so
night.
We were, you know, hopping around the bars, doing the whole 21-year-old thing. And all of a sudden, we just really hit it off and started hanging out more and more, like, after that. And it was just so funny how it happened. Because who would have thought? I, like, would have never invited him.
And we have so much more in the first place than I ever thought we would.
Yeah, well, I told my friend, I was like, yeah, just bring him if you want. Like, more the merrier. And not thinking that, like, you would end up dating him.
Yeah.
And so, wait, my birthday was June 25th.
And your pregame was July 1st.
July 1st. So you, when did you start dating?
End of August.
Wow, I'm such a matchmaker.
You are.
I'm matchmakers, friends are not gassed up enough. Like, you know
what? I try so hard to be a matchmaker.
You're really good at it. Like, you go out of your way to, like, help people out. It actually
sometimes
makes me...
Sometimes I miserably fail, but sometimes it works out.
Yeah, like, well, we need more matchmaker friends.
Yeah.
I especially do in LA.
Gas them up.
Yeah. There's this one guy friend I have that always, like, stop when I say, like, oh, that guy's hot. He'll, like, stop them and be like, did you meet my friend? I love that. It's so great. Anyway, sorry we went on a big tangent, but that's what we're here for. So, is dating smart in college? 72% said yes. 28% said no. Let's see if anyone who dated in college said no.
Yeah.
We're recognizing some people, but I obviously cannot call them out. Anyway, that have dated in college. Sorry, I should have specified that. Allie's boyfriend now, just to clarify, he's so awesome. Like, I love him so much. And he's the first boyfriend of hers that... We'll get into this actually later because we have a question that relates to it.
Okay.
But he's a great guy. I love him. And I love his friend. They're both great. So, who should initiate the first date, the guy or the girl?
Guy.
Why?
I'm very traditionalist in the dating sense, and I think I got that.
What does that mean?
From, like, my parents. I don't know. I think just growing up, my dad's always taught me, like, a guy should open a door for you. A guy should ask you on a date. And I know I'm, like, very into, like, being independent and doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing, one area where I'm, like...
The guy needs to pull the weight, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Man up.
Ooh, yeah, I love that. We love a real...
My dad's. And I think, too, it's just, like, I can't bring someone home that isn't...
Agreed. Oh, my God. The guy meeting my parents is, like, probably the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so close with my family. I literally will FaceTime my mom.
Yeah, I agree.
Randomly, like, for no reason, just because I like talking. I love my parents. So, I agree. I think guys...
My dad's a total guy's guy, and he's very, you know...
I think that guys, like you said, we're all about the boss babe mentality and stuff like that, but I...
And on the flip side, like, girls have, like, things that they have to, you know,
yeah,
do too.
Yeah, but I think guys, I look for a guy that's pursuing me, or not really necessarily that, but that's making an effort and isn't afraid. I think that's so sexy when they're, like, super confident, they'll just, like, ask you out or whatever.
Right.
Do you think guys, like, ask out girls on normal dates nowadays?
I think the older you get, the more that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that in high school. It's like, oh, you're my boyfriend, or oh, you're my girlfriend. Even, like, beginning of college, I feel like people are just, like, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, come to my frat party.
Yeah.
They're like, come to my frat.
Graduate college, like, people go on dates. I think that's a thing.
So how do they ask them, like, via text?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you never been asked on a date?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like it will... Yeah, I guess. You're right. I don't know. Text, yeah.
Text. Yeah, you've been asked on a few dates that I'm thinking of. I'm normally it's through text.
Text, you're so right. I mean, what else would it
be? Do they say date or are they like...
No, no.
See, just recently at a guy's...
And then it makes you wonder, is it a date?
Yeah, and then it, like, really messes with your mind because it's like, how dressed up do I get?
Because, like, a date can be just...
What's your go-to date outfit?
That's a great question. It depends where you're going.
Okay, you're going out to...
Like, I went to the fair on my last date.
Oh, Jesus, that's the most Indiana thing ever. Did you have the corn?
No, I had fried Oreos and cookie dough.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, I wore, I don't know, a jean skirt and just the top.
What about if you're going out to dinner?
Probably, like, jeans and a, like, top. I don't know. Top is so vague, I know. But I can picture tops in my head that I would wear. Like a... flowy V-neck or something kind of simple. You don't want to be like...
Oh, you don't want to be...
No.
Do you wear...
a little dainty necklace.
Do you wear makeup?
Yeah, but I don't really
wear not a lot.
The
yeah.
only time I wear a lot of makeup is if I'm cheering.
Do you do your hair?
Straight.
So pretty casual. You're not trying to, like, act like you care, like, that much.
It's, I don't even think it's that. It's just who I am, you know?
I guess it's true, but... Yeah, I
not
guess it's true.
Not simple in my life, but, like...
Yeah, see, LA's a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
Like, here, when guys ask me on dates here, I'll just, yeah, totally cash it up with, you know, jeans and, like, a sweatshirt, literally, or wherever. Like, it's very casual. But in LA, I, like, put on, like, normally black pants, black tank, leather jacket, heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's hot when, like, guys wear... on a date? Like, is there something that you're like, is there something you're like, oh damn, shoddy? I'll tell you what I think.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what boys' clothes are called. A good guy outfit to wear on a date. Sorry, I'm stuffy. Cool.
The guys want to know. They need advice.
I don't know, like, I don't know if they're called jeans. Like, what do you call those pants where...
Khakis?
Like, yeah, like, khakis or, like, jeans or, like, the green pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like those.
I was trying to talk boy.
I don't know what they're called. Which is, like, a casual top and, like...
Yeah, Indiana boys.
I'm really weird about dirty shoes. If someone has on dirty shoes...
Okay, what kind of shoes? What kind of shoes?
Like, would be good shoes to wear.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I'm, like, more into, I don't want to call them sneakers, because that sounds nerdy, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, but, like, fashionable sneakers.
Like, fashionable sneakers.
I'm here for it. Like, white sneakers.
Vans, like those.
Uh-huh.
Those.
Yeah. Vans.
I know, but they're certain.
The high-top Vans.
Well, yeah, they don't even have to be high-top, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I agree with that. Just, like, clean cut. I don't like it when they're trying too hard. Like, LA boys are too fashionable. I mean, good for you if that's your thing. But in my opinion, like, for my type, I prefer, yeah, just some, like, sneakers.
Yeah.
And, but...
Not dirty shoes.
The best part...
Okay, but not... Okay. Dirty is not a good word to use because, like, they should be a little rough because if they're too clean, it's like, ooh, that's kind of odd, right? But yeah. They can't be, like, trashed... You know?
Yeah. I think that...
I don't know how to describe what I'm saying.
I'm gonna... Yeah, you're... She's like a clean freak, but that's great.
Smell.
Yeah.
You have to smell good.
I was just about to say... Like, no. That's what I was saying. I was like, you want me to tell you? I was thinking cologne. Like, oh my gosh, I think cologne's so sexy.
Yeah, you like cologne?
I love it. But what else I was gonna say is that... I think I'm going to sound such, like, an Indiana white girl right now, but I love, like, golf shirts.
Yeah.
Like, no, just no, love no, the no, course no. outfit. Like, yeah. I mean, not, like, the golf pants, but, like, a golf shirt and,
yeah,
like, casual pants and then the sneakers. Yeah.
Yeah.
With some cologne, please.
Yeah.
And some gum.
Please.
Okay. Who should initiate the first date? 91% said guy. 9% said girl. Let's see who said girl because... That.
I was gonna say, are they like, who are they?
Are they girls or guys?
Yeah.
Girls!
They're all girls.
He's being stupid. Allie's boyfriend voted girl. Yeah, they're literally all girls, not one guy.
He's the only guy.
Oh, there's one more guy.
Oh.
Two guys. That's crazy. I'm happy about that. So, if you take a guy to your formal, do you expect him to take you to his? Can you explain just very briefly what a formal is for people that don't know?
A formal is when you're in a Greek house, it's a dance type thing, and girls' formals are usually, like, in the town wherever you go to school, but
and it's
guys
just one night.
Destination.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a big dance.
Yeah. You make a weekend out of it. No.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't expect anyone to take me to their formal.
Yeah, I would only say, I mean, I'm not in a sorority. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously, I wouldn't be like, I better be going. But maybe if you're like a thing.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like that's a given. But no, if it's just like a friend.
Okay, what if you were a thing, or you thought you were a thing with someone, and then they took someone else, you took them to yours, and then they took someone else to theirs, would you cut it off then?
I feel like it'd already be cut off at that point. Sounds like...
Yeah, like he's not interested.
Yeah.
Good point. That would be so... I feel like that happens sometimes, though.
Probably.
I feel like that happens a lot. Yeah, 49% said yes, they expect, and 51% said no. That's a close
weird number. Who
voted?
Yeah, for no or yes.
Yes, they expect it.
Is it mostly like girls or
guys? Guys. I mean, I have more girl followers than guys, but like, I'm kind of shocked. Oh, I have a question because this was like very, so I had a long distance relationship and he went to school and was in a frat. Is it, let's say if I live far away and we're dating and I go to his formals, should he be allowed to go to girls' formals even though he's dating me?
I was in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to formal with my good friend Spencer. Sorry, a name dropped.
Oh, yeah.
I went to formal with Spencer.
Yeah. But would you be mad?
I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, not that I'm asking a guy for permission for life, but I feel like it's a more of a respect thing. Like, hey, do you mind if I go?
Agree.
And if they know him well, I think it's more of a conversation.
I think if you know them well, too, like, it's like go for it.
I think it's situational.
Yeah,
just, like,
totally.
Based on the person.
What about if it was your boyfriend, though, that was going to, like, a random girl's formal that you didn't know?
I'd probably not be cool with that.
Yeah, same. I would, too. I'd be like, what?
Unless it was, like, going with my good friend.
Yeah, agreed. Like, you went to a date party.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bar or frat?
Yeah, bar for sure. I think
that, why?
You just spend so much time at the frats. Freshman, sophomore year, when you finally turn 21, you're ready just to go to the bars. And you see more people.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about bars is, like, at frats, you can only see one group of people.
Yeah, like one group of guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Bars are so fun.
Yeah.
Especially in Indiana, they're just more like chill and fun, not bougie. Okay. If a guy really likes / respects a girl, he will not hook up with her on the first date. True or false?
True.
I think so too. True.
Yeah.
Let's see who said false. I think though, if you don't know, like, maybe you never even thought anything was going to happen, sometimes, like, you guys really hit it off, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel like a lot of guys are voting false because maybe they're thinking the way I just said.
Yeah. Or, like, if you've been friends for a while or something, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely situational, but I think it's a good question to ponder.
Someone random, I'd say false.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, will you marry someone that's like your mother / father?
Absolutely.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just, my parents are...
My parents are, like, my BFFs,
my peeps. And there's so many qualities of my dad that I value.
Yeah.
Know? Like, hard work.
Totally. Do you think that girls marry guys more that are like their dads, or guys marry girls more that are like their moms?
Both.
You think it's just like 50-50?
Especially if you're close with your family, I think naturally you just gravitate towards people who remind you.
Yeah. No, I actually agree with that. Both of that. Do you like ranch? Well,
oh my gosh.
Okay, explain your
obsession. I honestly have just put ranch with everything my entire life.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like bland food. Everything tastes bland without ranch.
But except ranch is kind of bland.
No. It depends where you get it, you know.
Okay. Why ranch, though?
It's just what I've done my whole life. I don't even remember life without ranch.
Yeah, it sounds like we're, like, recording
honestly,
a Hidden Valley commercial.
I went to London after my sophomore year of college, and they had no ranch. And I literally couldn't eat the food because it was disgusting.
Who has the best ranch?
Restaurant-wise or, like, when you're buying it at the store?
Both. Yeah.
I would say restaurant-wise, I lean towards, like, a Chili's.
Do you like it when it's, like, nice and smooth and,
like,
creamy or, like, thick?
It depends.
Like, shoddy thick.
Like, it just depends on what food.
Oh, my God, you're ridiculous.
Ranch. And, for instance, I think that more Americanized restaurants that are, like, chain have amazing ranch.
I agree.
Like, when you try to get way too bougie with your ranch, it's just, like,
I'm not a big ranch person.
And I would say, actually, there's a book about ranch, And in the history of ranch, ranch was created by Hidden Valley. They created the idea of ranch.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say they have the best ranch. I would say Kraft has the best.
Really?
When you buy it from the store.
Got it.
Buttermilk.
80% say they like ranch.
Yeah.
So.
Why would you not?
Do you dip pizza in ranch?
Absolutely.
Ew. I mean.
It's not good without ranch.
It's okay. But that's definitely an Indiana thing. Like, people in LA do not do that.
Yeah. I just.
Is that a normal thing?
I think it's a Midwest thing. People say ranch is, like, the gravy of
it Midwest. It is. It is. Okay. 60% said, yes, they dip their pizza in ranch. Interesting. We just had to include that because, obviously, like, you're a huge ranch person. You are your five best friends. True or false?
I think that you have qualities of your friends. You hang out with them so much, you're going to have different qualities. But I would say, like, my five best friends are completely different.
Yeah, so you take a little bit of qualities from each of them. I think this is the most true quote, and someone told me it when I was going through kind of, like, a hard time with finding friends in L.A., and once they told me that, I was like, all right, gotta find new ones. So I think it's a really good quote. Do you make your bed every day?
Yes.
Why?
I know I didn't make it yesterday. I'm hypocritical. I just feel like my day's a mess if my bed and my room's a mess.
Do you wake it as... Or make it as soon as you wake up?
Yeah. You can tell when I'm having an off day or if I've just been overwhelmed because my room will look like a mess.
I would say I make it definitely not every day, but I try and make it pretty often.
Yeah.
I want to make it every day.
Yeah, I
37% said yes. That's pretty low. 63%
said no. Like, I'll be sitting in class and I'm like, oh my god, I forgot to make my bed. And
really?
I just know it's going to be a weird day.
Huh, interesting.
Like, you just don't have time for the little details.
I definitely, like, I have my crap together when I make my bed.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you want to live close to your parents when you're older?
I think it depends on the situation, obviously, because who knows where I'm going to be or, like, my significant other, where they're going to be, you know? But I definitely want to live near my parents. I think it, like, is important to me that my kids know my parents.
Yeah, I think that now, honestly, like, it's so hard because I'm so career-driven. But I don't want to waste any more time not being away from my parents.
Yeah.
Like, they're so important to me. And I've realized that once, like, I moved across the country from them. So, like, it's really important. I, like, wish I could see them as much as you see yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that, I don't know. I don't want to waste any more of my life not being around them because they're awesome.
Yeah.
70% said yes. 30% said no. Okay, is Butler diverse? I think this is the funniest question ever.
They think they are.
Why?
Why do they think they are?
Yeah.
They try to push, like, statistics that are like, we're diverse, but they're not.
No. How are they? Why are they not diverse?
You can just walk around campus and know.
Like, who's the typical Butler student?
The typical Butler person?
Yeah.
I was actually talking about this with one of my roommates the other day, Lauren. Uh-huh. I know I name dropped again, but...
No, it's okay. Like, Lauren's the best. Context. Love you, Lo.
The Butler, like, person is changing with admissions. The typical Butler person is changing. You can just tell difference in the freshman Butler people and, like, what we would think as a Butler person.
Okay, so what do we think as a Butler person?
I think the freshmen are starting to be more like state school kids. That sounded bad, too. I didn't mean it like that. A lot of my best friends go to state schools. But, like, they're starting to dress more like them.
Oh.
Like, I feel like a typical...
Yeah.
I don't know. A typical Butler guy would be, like, your khakis and your...
Yeah.
Shoes.
Okay, I need to explain this because people are going to understand what we're talking about. A state school is, like, a big school, like, 40,000 students, something like that. Butler's smaller, so everyone here is much more conservative than state schools.
Yes.
State schools get party, like, way harder.
It's, like, I feel like they're more trendy sometimes.
They are, like, for sure.
Like, I noticed the Adidas shoes, what are they called? Anyway.
The originals? The Adidas originals?
Yeah. So, I noticed with my, like, home friends, they started wearing Adidas first. And everyone was kind of like, wait, what? And then, now everyone...
See, for me, it's weird because a lot of... Well, pretty much every trend... I'm not trying to sound like an L.A. snob, but, like, I'll see my friends wearing in L.A., like, and then it'll hit the state schools, and then it'll hit, like, private schools.
Get all the trends first, and then I feel like Butler's
more, that's
like,
so funny.
Times.
Wow. 18% said yes, it's diverse. 82% said no, which is true. Is the Butler bubble real? Please explain, because I don't know what this means.
The Butler bubble is kind of like you're friends with people just at Butler. You don't really get out. And also, like, in Indy, there's, like, a Butler bubble, like, when you graduate.
Someone DM'd me. I feel like this is a thing with small schools. Like, DePaul has one, too. Mm. I feel like my dad's, like, really tight-knit with...
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's business.
Someone DM'd me from... who graduated from Butler, and she was like, this is the most real thing ever. Yeah. So, yeah, yes. 70% said yes, 30% said no. Do you like quotes?
I love quotes. I live my life through quotes.
Yeah, Allie really will, like, send me a quote almost every morning.
Yeah, and I write down my favorite ones in, like, a journal.
What's your favorite quote?
That's not possible.
I love the one that's about, like, fierce friendships.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, fierce lady relationships or something. Do you dress for success?
I would say 100% I used to, but life is just getting in my way lately.
I agree. I care less, like, going to school now. Yeah. Long distance relationships while in college, yay or nay?
If people can make it work, make it work.
I think that... I think that it can be really awesome, but it requires a lot of effort and can... At the same time, the con about it is it can make you feel like you're not immersed into everything. I think it can, like, take away from...
It does take a lot.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes a lot of work, so you're not fully living your life because you're so in tune with what they're doing. And it's really hard with social media, too, to, like, I don't know, to not get FOMO and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think that with social media, though, and, like, FaceTime, it's so much easier than it was in, like, the olden days. 26% said yay. 74% said nay. I voted nay. Yeah. But we did, been there, done that. How important are friends' opinions on people you date?
Very important. That's, like, the cool thing about... I'm so stuffy. That's the cool thing about my relationship now. I really... Like, all my friends really enjoy the relationship, and I love that.
Yeah, your relationship now is, like, the first one that I've been really impressed by the guy. He, like, totally makes an effort to, like, he always Snapchats me and texts me, and I love that. Yeah. It makes me really happy. And I care a lot about what you think of, like, my guy choice. Like, before I do anything, I, like, you know.
Yeah.
Details.
It just shows that they care enough to make an effort.
Totally. And if you're dating me, you're dating my friends.
Yeah.
79% said very important.
Definitely, like, my family, too. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. God. 21% said I don't care, which that's weird. Athletes or frat boys?
We were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
I think it's more of just, like, a lifestyle of, like, being athletic. Like, they don't have to be, like, a person who plays a sport.
So you would say frat, but who's athletic?
I don't really care if they're in a frat or not, but, like, they have to be, like, athletic, because I like to be active and athletic.
Got it. Same.
So they need to be that, too.
Same, yeah. I really like it when people are athletic, because I like to work out, and I care about that.
Yeah.
Plus, I love, like, sport. Yeah, I love sports and, like, going to sports games and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like that. Like, they have to be athletic enough.
Yeah, you have, like, a common ground.
Going to a game with me and my family.
82% said athletes over frat. 18% said frat boys. I in this poll, definitely I chose athletes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very Butler specific. Okay. Would you rather take home to your parents Adele or Sig Guy?
Adele.
For sure, same.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Did that.
But yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Why Adele?
I think I'm closer to a lot more adults, but they're very clean cut and they focus on school, but they also have fun.
Yeah, they're super smart.
Yeah.
They're super smart and they're fun, and here I am going on a Dell rant. I'm a big Dell girl. But, yeah, they're awesome. They're just, like, they're great guys. But, to be fair, I didn't really, like, spend much time at Sig Chi, so I don't really know, but...
Great guys there, too.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I've met a few really nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
Whose parties are more fun, Dell or Sig Chi?
Depends on the night.
Would you vote?
I think I put Dell just because I'm closer with
Did you? I thought you put Sekai. That's why I'm asking.
Delt.
Let's see.
You can look. But I think Delt.
The Butler Delt's Instagram voted Delt. They're probably like texting all their group me like, go vote.
I would say I'm a person who likes to spend time with my friends, so I have the most fun when I'm with my friends, but traditionally people would probably say Simakai.
Really? Why?
Because, I don't know, just, I feel like they throw
some bangers. Okay, yeah, you did vote Delt, and I would 100% vote Delt just for that reason, because I love Delt boys. They're so fun, and, like, they're super, like, caring, and I don't know, they're so nice when I go there, so I love their vibe. But I went to Sekai for a party once, and it was fun.
No, yeah, it's fun.
It's super fun.
I just am not as close to them.
It's, like, a totally different vibe.
Total bias conversation.
Yeah, different vibe, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Delt won 57% to 43%. But to be fair, I have a lot more Delts that follow me than Sekais.
Delt girls too.
Yeah, and then 65% said they would take Delts home to their parents. 35% said Sekai. That doesn't surprise me. How often do you catch up with friends that don't live by you?
I try really hard to like send them a text every week. Like, one of my best friends goes to Iowa, a lot of my best friends.
You're so good at this. You're the most intentional person with this.
Yeah, so I try to, like, text them, like,
yeah, but with
have
me,
a good day.
With me, we text every day.
Yeah.
And FaceTime every day.
Yeah.
You're so good. I'd say I'm good about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that every week I call, like, friends. You, I call, there's certain people I call, like, every day, and then I would say every week I'm trying to call. 39% said every week. 61% I can't talk. 61% said every month. Is cheerleading a sport? Does this get you riled up?
Yeah, it's so controversial because sometimes I think cheerleading's a lot more than a sport.
Whoa. We're getting deep.
I know. And nothing against sports, because I think sports are awesome and there's so much value in, like, teamwork and things that you get out
there's
of
There's so much... Okay. That's the thing that makes me mad with people in LA, that they, like, they think sports are stupid and it's all about, being athletic. There's so much you learn from it. Like, teamwork, leadership, you know, like, reaching an end goal. I don't know. I just feel like there's progress, like, so much.
We learned about this at camp, though, at UCA camp, that, like, on top of, you know, flipping and having to be athletic and throwing people in the air, we also have to, like, go in the community and we have to support other teams, which other teams have to support other teams, but we exist because we support other teams.
So true. Like,
it's more than just being, I guess a lot of sports teams do community work, but our kind of sole purpose revolves around community work and supporting other teams rather than playing the
game. Yeah, you're kind of like, you are the school spirit.
Yeah, and basically, that would be more school cheer. Competitive cheer is a completely different game.
Oh, God.
Because you're not supporting anyone but yourself.
Okay, first of all, I think it's 100% a sport. One, here's the easy answer. It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Competitive cheer is. And, yeah. That's my easy answer. And I just think there's so many. I did cheer for a long time. It requires a lot of skill and talent practice.
Mm-hmm.
Stunting and tumbling is no joke. There's a ton of injuries that come with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
And you're not just perfecting one skill. You have to perfect 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Tumbling, stunting.
Exactly. Some people said 83% said yes. 17% said no.
And I feel like I've heard from a lot of people, like, competitive cheer is a sport, school cheer is not.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fair.
Okay, FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
So easy. FaceTime won 63%, and text got 37%. FaceTime me, don't text me.
Like
easy FaceTime. Answer. Fellas, do you expect women to stay home with your kids growing up, or do you have a sitter / daycare, like, during the day?
Yeah.
Or what would you choose? Like,
I definitely want to work, but I think there's value in spending time with your kids in their very first few years.
Agreed.
So, like, I think it'd be really cool if, like, their first few years, if I could...
Like, be your own boss and work.
Yeah. Or, like, work satellite, just because those are, like...
Yeah, work at home.
Like, their first steps, you're teaching them...
I agree. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Life, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to do. 40% said wife stays at home, 60% said sitter in daycare. Kind of like that, though, because it's showing that women, like, are in the workforce. Is there a difference between guys asking you to go out on the weekend versus guys asking you to get dinner during the week?
I think it's hard because, especially now that we're getting older, people work during the week, so they're at work late or they're exhausted. But like dinner on Friday versus like going to the bars, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, 100%. 67% said yes, 33% said no. Hinkle or Assembly Hall?
Hinkle. You have so many Bloomington followers. That's not
I know, fair. But okay, I'm going to be unbiased, even though I am extremely biased. Assembly Hall, the atmosphere is 10
it's
times more
bigger,
lit.
But you've never been to a Butler Villanova game.
I know, I could say the same to you, like an IU Purdue or
I
like
it depends too,
the IU Kentucky game or IU UNC. Yeah.
There's so much history. I know there's history in Assembly Hall, but there's legit so much history in Hinkle, and in World War II, they like turned it into a barrack for soldiers. So like when the nation went into crisis, no one was playing sports. So they legit housed soldiers.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, great. Like, cool. Good like for them. That's fabulous. But I think the atmosphere at Assembly Hall is unbeatable. Any arena, I don't think, can beat it. Honestly. But I'm biased.
Can you insert, like, a cricket?
Yeah, chirps, chirps, chirps. 68% said Assembly Hall. 32% said Hinkle. Which Butler team has the hotter guys? Yes, this is the juicy stuff. I'm so here for it. Basketball team or football team? This is such an easy answer for me. Come on, let the boys know. They want to see what Allie B.
It just depends. There's more football players than there are basketball players.
So you'd say football?
Probably. There's more of them.
I mean, there's one hot football player that I know that I'm thinking of, but like, I would say basketball for sure. But I'm more like a basketball girl anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
So you'd say football. Wow, and that's the T.
The what?
The tea. You haven't heard that expression?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. 65% said basketball, 35% said football. Okay, which team has the hotter guys, baseball or soccer?
Baseball.
I'm just going to say baseball because you said baseball and I'm not really into soccer, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
63% said baseball, 37% said soccer. Do you have a 5-year plan, yes or no?
I come up with a new 5-year plan every day.
Same. 42% said yes, 58% said no. And then our last one, final verdict, who has the hottest team, Butler basketball or Butler baseball?
It's basketball now.
Really?
Probably.
I don't know. I'd say basketball. I'm a basketball
junkie. I can't think of any, like, baseball players specifically in my head, so that's not fair.
Yeah. I'm team basketball, so hit me up, basketball players. 45% said Butler basketball. 55% said Butler baseball. Holy cow.
Yeah, baseball, I don't know.
Are the baseball players hot?
I only know
two of them. So people wanted to talk about zodiac sign compatibility astrology. That's what someone said.
I am super cheesy and I like reading my stuff. Yeah. I like reading like personality traits about.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have a funny story. So Allie and I, she'll be like, I'll find a new guy or like go on a date with a guy and I'll tell her and she goes, what's his birthday? And I'm like, why? Yeah, she's because she's wanting to know his zodiac sign. Yeah.
Cancers and Pisces, I'm a Pisces, we're very compatible.
Yeah, friends. All my best friends are Pisces. Yeah. But can you explain Cancers?
It's just hard. Like, I can name people. Like, if I meet someone, like, you're Cancer, or you're a Gemini, or you're a Taurus. Qualities are emotional and loving, intuitive and imaginative, protective and sympathetic, changeable and moody, over-emotional, unable to let go. Yeah.
Oh my god, that just got too real. Anyway, the other day, I forgot to tell you this. This guy that I've been texting and I've been like sort of into or whatever, I like randomly asked him, I go, when's your birthday? And he's like, why? And I'm like, oh, I'm just wondering. But I asked him specifically for that reason.
I'm looking at people's things. I'm like, yeah.
Is your boyfriend a Pisces? What's his sign?
He's a Taurus.
You're not compatible with them, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, good. Let's talk about what people DM'd me, because someone DM'd me about the wife staying at home, mm-hmm. and they said, I don't expect her to do either. She gets to pick. It's her life. That is the cutest thing.
I love you sent it to you.
Yeah, it's one of our best friend's boyfriends. Like, yeah. He's really racking up some points with me. Yeah, she's going to love that. One of the Butler basketball players DM'd me in, like, the eye emojis about it. That's funny. Oh, someone was, like, about your ranch question. They said that's the most Allie Beaver question ever. That's funny. Delts were DMing me, too. They were, like, laughing and saying, this is interesting. One of the Delts DM'd me and said... about the wife stays at home one, they replied, this is so Delt. He goes, stay at home, dad.
Yeah.
Isn't that who's so Delt of them? Isn't that so funny? Yeah. That I could see him being a stay at home dad, actually.
Yeah.
Someone said, oh, I got a bunch of these about the date night versus on like Saturday versus Friday.
Yeah.
They said, I feel like weekend makes it a date night, but I prefer during the week because it shows that they're making time for you even if they're busier during the week. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Great. Great opinion. Yeah. We're here for it.
It doesn't have to be like a... Wait, did she just say this? It doesn't have to be a legit date, but just like quality time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And a former Butler basketball player said that do student athletes get treated differently? He said, not at Butler.
They're actually really down to earth. I would say that.
I agree. Compared to, oh my gosh, IU, like, they think that they're celebrities.
They're actually really down to earth.
I'm like, I've literally never heard of you in my life.
Yeah. Sit down, stay humble.
So, thank you, Allie, so much for coming. I had an absolute blast. If you guys want to hear more, let us know. Be sure to follow Allie on Instagram. Is that where they can reach you? What's your Insta?
_ Allie Beaver.
And how do you spell that?
Alibeaver, like the animal.
Yeah, so please go give her a follow, give her some love, hype her up in the DMs, in the comments. We're all about gassing each other up. If you have any questions about Butler, if you want to go to Butler, maybe slide into her DMs. I don't know. You can slide into mine, too. I'll refer someone to talk to you. But thank you so much for listening. If you want to participate in the polls and be a part of the podcast in the percentages, please follow me and participate and vote. My Instagram is at @TAYL0R_King. Taylor with a 0_King. Thank you so much for listening. Do you have any final thoughts? What's your like go away quote or thought?
Kind people are my kind of people.
There we go. Make someone's day. Have a good one, guys. Bye. Mwah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.